Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
504-260-1870. Peyton Malone joins us. Peyton, you can play as well. See if you recognize who are you. There are no prizes. This is a competition. I mean, an exhibition, not a competition. We're killing time here, so let's see. See if you can tell me, who is this? Two different movies, one actor. Is that? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Seriously?
Not even a clue.
Really?
Maybe a hint. This is an old movie. This is an 80s movie, no?
Bro, if you're calling a movie from the 80s old, I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Well, 40
movie
years
from
ago.
The 80s. What are you talking about? 40 movie from 35. That's an old movie. You meteorologist, you need to study some film. All right, here we go again. There you go. You've never seen either one of those movies?
I have seen that movie. That's not an older movie. That's like the 90s, isn't it?
Bro, you don't want to say old. You said, what do you mean? Why? You said 80s, not me.
Vintage. That is vintage now, technically, yeah.
Well, I guess so, yeah. Tell me what the weather's going to be like. Tell me how you've been. What you been up to?
I know I haven't talked to you in a while. It's just, you know, same old, same old. It's summertime. There's not much to talk about other than the same heat, humidity, and rain. And that's what we get this weekend. It'll be a little hot, a little humid. There'll be a little rain.
You think there's nothing for you to talk about? Why do you think I'm playing Ed Harris from two different movies?
I don't know. I'm wondering why you're talking to me at 620. No.
But there you go. The answer would be the same, Peyton. Answer would be one and the same.
Well, that's okay. That's live television. Or live radio in this case, I guess.
So, you know, I call August 1st the beginning of pucker season because really, while June 1st is hurricane season, that doesn't
mean anything. But August is the month,
August is the month, and then September is where, you know, that's where it's like the maybe we'll be okay, maybe we won't.
It's that. And, you know, we're going to be okay for the first weekend, I can guarantee you that much. Probably the first full week of August, I don't see any problems. Things have been kind of slow the past month or so. We have not had a storm since Chantal, and that was way back in early July. Things are quiet. How long does it stay? You know, history and looking at the data, I think the tropics are going to start to perk up by the middle of this month. But that's just kind of the general thinking now.
Look, I don't know. They're telling me now that you got to go. How much time do you have? Do you know?
I got a couple minutes, I think.
All right, so let me know about Saharan Dustin. What's going on with that? And is that still our friend or not?
It's always our friend, There's some of it out there. It's keeping things dry and dusty. And so for now, not a whole lot going on out there. It's a really stable atmosphere, too. These tropical waves haven't been able to survive. And so it'll probably stay that way for the next week or so. We may have a little homegrown system here and there with, like, old cold front spinning up some weak lows. But those don't yield anything significant or strong.
When it comes to the Pacific, why are they having such a more active season in the Pacific than we are? Is there a reason for that? And is there a yin and a yang to that? Does it eventually shift over to us?
That's exactly what happens. When the Pacific is active, we've got all this rising air over that direction. It's just more hospitable. The Atlantic's the opposite, which is what we're in right now. Mm-hmm. But once we get into the middle of August, there's signs that maybe that starts to translate more into the Atlantic side of the basin. And that's typically how these things go. It's cyclical. It's a slow-moving kind of weather pattern that travels across the globe here. And
so it's cause and effect, Peyton, where because it's busy in the Pacific, as a result, then whatever's going on over there moves over here or not? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, that's it. And so think of it this way. You got a lot of rising air in the Pacific right now, which is leading to showers and storms, which turn into storms over there. All that rising air has to go somewhere and sink. And where is it sinking? It's sinking over the Atlantic basin. And so that's suppressing showers and storms. Those can't form. Mm-hmm. Now, this thing travels slowly in the upper levels of the atmosphere across the equilateral portion of the globe near the equator. Mm-hmm. And so eventually, that will try to migrate very slowly towards the Atlantic. It's just trying to predict when exactly that happens. That's more difficult.
And then we would be talking about development in the Gulf and the Caribbean as opposed to off a wave off of
the Pacific.
No, but I'm talking about what moves from the Pacific. We'd be talking about then development in the Caribbean or the Gulf as opposed to off the coast of Africa?
Well, that's kind of all tied together, the Gulf Coast, Caribbean, and Africa. I think we would lump that all in, and the Pacific would be its own thing, too. So,
You think that's all one thing? You should get a map.
Well, no. But listen, buddy. No.
Because, you know, as I understood it, there were different areas. No, I'm just teasing.
So, they are, yeah. And that's another thing. The Atlantic's a big basin, so maybe the open waters are more active, and it's a little bit quieter closer to home. That's, you know, sometimes you get in those hurricane seasons where it's really busy, but it ain't busy here. So
maybe 7 days out good, Peyton? We can relax for 7 to 10 days
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the Hurricane Center is watching this old cold front off the East Coast later this weekend and early next week. But nothing
for us or for the East Coast?
Probably the East Coast, okay, yeah. Okay. Nothing significant for us. Yeah.
I'm worried about us. 7 to 10 days, give me the all clear or not?
I'll give you 7 days. I'm not doing 10. Whew, you think I'm that good?
Take us to August 8th. Well, I'll take it. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate
y'all have
it,
a good weekend.
You're always there. You too. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Peyton Malone, WWL Louisiana forecaster. Maybe next time the band will show up. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to, let me put it this way, as I used to say on the old Carson show, scheduled to appear on the award shows, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. We'll talk about President Trump's economic agenda and how he's doing in the courts and in the court of public opinion. Right now, time for WWO First News. Oh, thank God he's here. Ian O's in.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.